Krishna was guiding Arjun constantly, but what about us? Well, it's not that Krishna was guiding Arjun constantly. Eventually, even Arjun had to act without the guidance of Krishna. We know that when Krishna disappeared from the world, it was the biggest crisis for him. And at that time, he had to act based on his own intelligence. And he was so overcome with agony till he heard till he remembered the message of the Gita. That's what the Bhagavatam describes. And then he gained peace. So even for Arjun, Krishna was not always there. But Krishna's words were there with him. So for all of us, even if we don't have hour by hour guidance or moment to moment guidance, what we can do is broadly that if we consider, see, there are certain things which are very clear. There are some things which we should do, something we should not do. And in between there is many things, should I do this or should I do this? I'm not so clear. So to the extent we do the things which we know Krishna wants us to do, and we avoid the things which we know Krishna wants us to avoid, by that we are showing Krishna that we want to be guided. So, and when we show Krishna that we want to be guided, Krishna will guide us more and more. So in the intermediate level, okay, should I do this service or that service? Should I take a job here or there? Should I do this or should I do that? So many questions like that keep coming. So now we can't always know Krishna's will. But if we are doing Krishna's will where we know it, then we'll be guided to do Krishna's will where we don't know it also. Means we use our best intelligence, we pray to Krishna, maybe if it's a very important decision, consult some senior devotees, and then use our best intelligence to move forwards. And we don't have to think of Krishna's plan or doing Krishna's will like one line. If I'm doing this, it's Krishna's will, and if I'm not doing this, I'm off Krishna's will. See, Krishna's will is more like not just one path, but a network of paths. So even if we go off track, we can always come back on track. Life never comes with a guarantee of the right decisions. So sometimes we make the right decisions and sometimes we make the decisions right. We make the decisions right. I make a decision, okay, maybe this was not the best decision, but what can I do now? We do course correction from there, then we move onwards. Okay? So, thank you very much.